Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I am here with my...
I'm Sally.
Wife.
We should cut that out. No.
Fine, I'll start over. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. How are you? Whatever the hell time you're listening to us. I'm JD. I'm here with my boring ass wife who doesn't like it when I sing.
I don't like when you sing poorly on purpose. You know why?
Why?
Because it's in my ear.
Well, yeah, you got headphones on.
Right?
Little Jack Daniel's honey tonight.
Yummy honey.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we promised you a special show tonight. And we've been a little deceitful.
It's been difficult.
It has been extremely difficult. So, as you're listening to this on Wednesday evening or whenever you get around to hearing it, we're on the Bliss Cruise. So let's back up and tell the whole story. So our good friends, Florida couple, who you guys know from the show, we met them on the Bliss Cruise a year and a half ago. It was April of 22, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's where we met them. And since that cruise, we've been to their house. They've been to our house. We talk all the time. They're just wonderful, wonderful friends. You know, we've come to love them so much. They're going on the Bliss Cruise, and obviously we're recording this prior to, but they're going on the Bliss Cruise this November, and it's a twofold kind of thing. Their anniversary is coming up at the end of November, but also the Bliss Cruise is back on the Celebrity Equinox, which is the ship that they met on. So they're kind of doing this big celebration thing, and they... Once they found all this out, they're asking us, oh, you guys got to come with us. You got to come with us. Well, at the time, as you know from listening to the show over the last year, we've been doing a lot of vacations this year. I didn't have any vacation time left.
You had 2 days.
Yeah. And, you know, when they asked us, we already knew we were going to Rome, and we already knew we were going to the Dominican Republic for Meaches. So it was, yeah, I had a couple of days left. And we just couldn't do the cruise. So we felt horrible about that. But, you know, sorry, we're already booked for Rome and Greece.
Right. So to maximize our time that we could actually take a trip, we decided to go over Thanksgiving. And
yeah,
Mrs. Florida.
Travel agent. So we booked through her. We decided, yeah, like you said, we took vacation, you know, like a day before and a day after the Thanksgiving holiday. So it'll actually give us 5 days at Desire. And we thought, well, that's great. That'll give us our little fall getaway. It'll be nice. We'll get down to some warm weather. So we booked it through Mrs. Florida. She did all the work and got us all the great price and everything. And I don't know, a week or so later, I was on my work website and went into the HR department and was going to schedule this vacation. And I'm looking at it and I go, why do I have an extra week of vacation in here? So I get on the horn with my boss. He doesn't know. So he gets on the horn with HR. Well, come to find out, the company had changed the vacation policy and didn't tell anyone. So they bumped us. Everybody that was already employed bumped them up an additional week. And then new employees get 2 weeks to start out. So it was like, wow. All of a sudden, I've got an extra week. And we're sitting in the hot tub and discussing things. And we're like, I think I actually came up with the idea. I said, you know, it'd be funny if we booked the Bliss Cruise, didn't tell them, and just showed up in Florida.
Yeah. So we contacted Mrs. Florida's boss because she had sent us our confirmation emails for Desire.
Right.
So we contacted her boss and said, hey, so Mrs. Florida has been begging us to go on the cruise. And we said we couldn't, but life situations have changed and we can. Can we book it through you to where she still gets credit, and can you keep it a secret? Yeah. And she said, I am fantastic at keeping secrets.
She was all on board.
She absolutely was. So we got on the wait list and we ended up getting a room.
Yeah, at the time the cruise was full, like you said, and we had, and I think when we got on the wait list, we started off at like number 11.
15, 11, something like
something.
That.
Something. And we kept week after week went by and we're emailing her going, do we move up? And she was good. She's like, yeah, you moved up two spots. You're up to the spot. And then we get a notice. Hey, I've got a cabin for you. We're like, yes, it's an interior cabin.
We're like, no.
So I asked her, I said, well, if we take this, can we upgrade, you know, if a balcony cabin becomes available? She said, no.
So we waited.
So, and after talking, we had many conversations with her, and she's like, well, you know, there's going to be more that come up, but, you know, your chances are, you're next in line, so if you pass on this one, chances are pretty darn good you're going to get one, so. So we did. We passed on the interior room, and I don't know, a week or so later, boom, balcony, ocean view, stateroom comes
Hell
available.
Yeah.
Sign us up.
Yep. So we signed up, and throughout this whole thing, we've been messaging Mr. and Mrs. Florida, and we're so sad. This is the first time since we've met that we don't have plans to see you guys.
Oh, yeah. We're laying it on thick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that is where we are going to be. So we're kind of recording this the day after we just recorded the last show.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just going to put it out on Wednesday. We can do that. So. We wanted to kind of fill you guys in. Hopefully by then we will have made a joyous reunion. We're kind of we're a little nervous about this because we don't. I mean, I'm 90% certain how they're going to react, but we're just going to show up.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know how they're going to react. My fear is we're not going to find them because the ship is so flipping huge. But we're doing the. We're doing the pre-hotel. We booked that before we even had a stateroom. But we're doing the pre-party hotel. So we should run into them there.
Yeah, we're going to arrive in Fort Lauderdale on Saturday night. Or I'm sorry, Saturday morning-ish, like 11:30.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a big party at the hotel we're staying at that night. And that's actually where we met Florida the first time, was at the pre-party hotel in Miami when the crews left from Miami that time. So I'm sure they're going to be there. You know what? Let me do this real quick. Sorry, I'm still messing with them on text right now as we're speaking. I just sent him a message that says, I don't want to make you guys jealous, but I know that you're preparing to endure the oppressive heat of the Caribbean. Had you decided to spend your vacation in Northern Illinois, here's what you would have had. And I sent him a picture of the snow we had this week. He said, canceling cruise and headed your way. So let's just send him another message now. Let's say, now I thought about this, because the last Bliss cruise we went on, it left out of Miami. Uh-huh. This one's leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, but I'm going to ask them, when do you guys head out for Miami?
We know it's in Fort Lauderdale.
So we'll just see what he says to that.
Right, right. So, yeah, hopefully we can pull this off and surprise our great friends. I'm really hoping they're excited to see us. But if not, we'll still have fun.
Exactly.
And we know.
Yeah. And I don't know. The reunion's going to be amazing. We're going to try and capture it on video. But then I think after that, once things calm down a little bit, we probably need to have just a little conversation with them.
That we're not here to poo-poo your party.
Yeah, we're not crashing. You know, if you guys have stuff lined up with other people, great. That's
go.
It's the Bliss Cruise. We'll be fine.
Right. We're not there to.
And that's another thing too. You know, the last time we went on this cruise, and a lot of, you know, when we go on the, like the Mexico takeovers or even Desire to a certain extent, we try to reach out to people that are going to be there when we are prior to the trip via SLS. Now, SLS has a huge, huge Bliss Cruise presence. They have it right on the homepage. You can click on there and see who's going, if they sign up, of course. And it's just a great tool to meet people. Well, we weren't able to sign up on there this time because we didn't want them to see us on there.
Right.
So I have reached out individually to, I don't know, five or six couples that we found interesting. And some of them are actually not too far from us here. So just saying, hey, you know, we're going to, here's what we're doing. We're surprising our friends. We can't be signed up on the event, but we're on the cruise. Our cabin number is this. You know, we'd love to get to meet you guys. And almost every one of them has gotten right back and said, absolutely, that's good. That sounds so fantastic. You guys are awesome. Let's meet.
Right. So. And one couple, I'm excited to see them again. We actually, you found them. They're going to be on the cruise. We actually went and had lunch with them.
We did, yeah.
When we ported in Cozumel.
I think we had dinner with them one night, too. They were,
we did.
Yeah, with the group of us that went to one of the dinners. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got started talking to them, and they're excited to see us. We're excited to see them, and we're actually planning a lunch at that very same restaurant because the cruise does stop in Cozumel again. So.
Yeah.
And that restaurant was so much
fun.
Oh,
my gosh, so much fun.
So, guys, I that's kind of what we've been up to. It's either going to go fantastic or it's going to be a train wreck. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, so apologize if we sounded a little bit vague when we said our upcoming plans, and we had to stop and think, oh, crap, we can't say that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We had to be careful on what we said, what we didn't say. And then I did, you know, we teased this whole show, you know, a couple of times because I want them to think that we're going to be recording a show next week.
Right.
When we're not, we're actually recording this on a Thursday night right before we leave on Friday. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. This time on the Bliss Cruise, there's a lot of stuff going on as always. We've gotten all the information. I think there's three different playrooms. This ship looks to be maybe a, well, it's bigger than the last Bliss Cruise by a lot. It's about, I think about the same size as the one we were on in Rome.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
This one is, this one's bigger.
Okay. I don't think I ever saw a capacity on this one, but I know there's three pools and jacuzzis everywhere, you know, full spa and 18 billion restaurants and stuff. So. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun.
Yeah. ports are in Cozumel and then Labadee, Haiti, which as soon as I say Haiti to anyone, they freak out.
Oh, gosh, I know.
But let me give you the skinny on Labadee. Labadee is actually owned by Royal Caribbean. It's a little peninsula that they have walled off from the rest of Haiti. So it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
It's just a place to get off the ship, I think, and stick your toes in the sand.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We'll be all right.
Looking forward to it.
We're ready to sail away.
All right. I guess that's going to wrap it up, guys. It's a little bit of a short show tonight, but we wanted to fill you in on what was going on. And when we get back, we're going to have some great stories, I am sure.
I got to go pack. Or finish packing.
Finish packing.
Actually, I'm pretty much done. I just got to go do my toes.
I'm just, oh, he hasn't answered me yet on when they leave for Miami.
Oh, slackers. They're probably packing.
They're probably going, what the hell is he talking about Miami for? All right, guys, that's going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you so much for joining us on this little short edition. We will be back in 2 weeks. Well, no, next week.
Next week,
by
when
the time
you hear
this. Yeah, it'll be a week from tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll be back with an all new show and a recap of the Bliss Cruise. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. You can find us on SLS under Lake S Couple or on Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.